Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem from my collection, Geosmin. It's called Letter to the 15-Year-Old Artist on Wishing. Oh, dear one, as you look out the classroom window on your city, you try to do what your high school English teacher has asked. In this thinning light of fall, leaves drop, expose naked branches framing your city's skyline. You try to imagine other lives, though you do not know what the light looks like through branches on streets in a city that is not yours. At 15, you wish for love, and it's around the bend, seeking you, a sweet one whose nearness will make you tingle. You will know love, loss, and your wishes will fill like an expanding sponge in a glass bowl of water, though you believe, as your elders tell you, these things you dream are not possible. At age 5, your greatest wish was to be able to read. At 6, to write a book. And in 6th grade, when the New York author visited your class, showed a film of his book, you asked how you, too, could do this. From the answers he gave, clearly, only he, anointed and from elsewhere, could. Later, shamefacedly trying to read his work, you didn't enjoy it and found it all bewildering. Someday you will see this book again and realize it is poorly written, but you were left then, believing that wishes are like soap bubbles which lose their rainbow shine, thin, show a gunmetal patch before they pop. That when soap bubbles rise, the crowd oohs and ahs, but when they disappear, they mean nothing. Out in the big world, you will march for rights of people you were taught to despise. You will fight for your own intelligence. Your choices, though you will not see a clear and immediate outcome, are good ones. What has always called you will call you onward. The time will come when you find time gone, evaporated like fog that rises above a creek. The way will never be clear. The ones you love and who will leave will always pull at your wishes. But wishes, dear one, are actually seeds of dandelions. They float on wind like opportunists and bloom wherever they land, an endless annual procession of generations until they arrive at your door. Extravagant, they eventually colonize. Remember this. Wishes come true. Within a long life, all dreams coalesce and manifest into what you imagine. You have been listening to Letter to the 15-Year-Old Artist on Wishing, a poem from my collection entitled Geosmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at CatherineYoungWriter.com. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this recording will be available at WDRT.org.